Today's podcast is brought to you by Balance 7. Save $10 plus free shipping this week only with code HOWIE10 at balance7.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I have a motto.
Oh boy, here we go.
I eat and drink no for breakfast.
So every day I eat nails for breakfast.
Would in fact have a big breakfast.
This is getting way more like Breakfast Club now.
There's breakfast.
I eat success for breakfast with skim milk.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
If you are in a circumstance that you're not able to provide, well, let me cut to the chase. I'm taking too long.
Could we cut to the chase? Cut to the chase? Yeah.
Well, what are you, Joe Hollywood?
A lot of people say it.
I would lose that.
What's that?
Lose that? That's not a Hollywood expression.
Yes, it is.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. If you haven't been keeping up with your comic books lately, you may not know that Superman and Lois Lane were not just an item. They got married and they had a kid named Jonathan Kent. And now, according to DC Comics, Jonathan Kent, son of Superman, the new Superman, has come out of the closet as a bisexual. And he has fallen head over heels, much like Pete and Chasten, with Jay Nakamura, a gay reporter. And not only have they taken up together, but Superman has changed his motto from truth, justice, and the American way to truth, justice, and a better tomorrow. And recent issues of Superman have seen him protesting against wildfires caused by climate change, stopping a high school shooting, no doubt by a deranged white guy with an AR-15, and protesting the deportation of illegal aliens in Metropolis. Well, it's all too much for the guy who inks the comics, the colorist, as he's called, Gabe Eltabe. Gabe Eltabe is fed up. I'm finishing out my contract with DC. I'm tired of this bleep. I'm tired of them ruining these characters. They don't have a right to do this. What really pissed me off, he said, this is the colorist for Superman. He's quitting DC Comics. What really pissed me off was saying truth, justice, and a better world. Bleep that. It was truth, justice in the American way. My grandpa almost died in World War II. We don't have a right to destroy bleep that people died to give us. It's a bunch of bleeping nonsense. And here was his final statement. You know, they keep saying they're brave to do this, to make Superman gay and to have him fighting to protect illegal alien welfare recipients, probably a few terrorists thrown in there too, and Afghan rapists. They call us bigots and racist and bleep. I would ask them, this is the colorist for Superman, find me in the bleeping mainstream, not on the fringes, one bleeping book, one bleeping t-shirt, one movie that says leftism is bad and conservatism is good. Find it for me. They bleeping won't. They're not letting people have a voice. They're the bleeping bigots. Gabe Eltabe, I hope there's some, Regnery Press type comic books out there, because I don't think you're going to work for Marvel, because Marvel's owned by Disney and DC's the other big one, right? And another guy who's down on Superman is Dean Cain, who played Superman in Lois and Clark, The New Adventures of Superman. He said, they say they're brave. Brave would be having Superman fight for the rights of gay people in Iran, where they'll throw you off a building for the offense of being gay, or fighting for the rights of women to attend school and have the ability to work and live, and boys not to be raped by men under the new warm and fuzzy Taliban. There's real evil in the world today, said Dean Cain. It'd be great to tackle those issues, shine a light on those issues. I'd like to see the character doing that. Dean, I don't think you're going to get too much work in Hollywood either. All right. Time now for the chump line.
I guess safe social distancing with Alec Baldwin is at least a mile.
You know, I don't know what happened, and my deepest condolences to the to this young mother who was the cinematographer. She had a husband and a young son, and the director who was wounded. But I mean, if Alec Baldwin was the actor, why was he aiming the gun at the cinematographer and the director? Doesn't make much sense, does it?
What am I doing here? Oh, I'm making two fists.
That was really sick stuff. I mean, you know, that Paul Begala, the Clinton coat holder, was on afterwards saying what a great job Biden did. We've got some sound cuts, but I really can't. I don't want to play them because they just make me kind of bilious. But, you know, the only plus side for the White House was that only 1.2 million people were watching it, which I think was, as pathetic as that is, ratings lower than whale excrement. That's better than usual. I think their average audience on a primetime weeknight is about 900,000, isn't it? So their audience was up 25%. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, fully supporting a father's right to paternity leave on the birth or adoption of a new child. Families are the backbone of our country, but throughout history, generations of new fathers answered the call of duty during national crises. Just saying.
Attorney General Merrick Garland is very concerned about ghost guns. He had no comment when it comes to ghost presidents.
As many text line commenters have said this afternoon, boy, did we dodge a bullet. Whatever else you think of Mitch McConnell, we all owe him one for keeping Merrick Garland off the Supreme Court. Remember they told us to? Oh, he's a moderate. I just looked at his background, Harvard, and a whole career in the public sector, and married to some, a lot of money, married to some other person with a lot of money. And I said, no, this guy is not a moderate.
Well, the Department of Homeland Security has finally gone back to building that wall around Joe Biden's summer house.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, you and I are picking up the tab for that. It's part of security, just like the upgrades to the Clintons' mansion in Chappaqua, New York, in Westchester County. It's great to be the king, isn't it? Even if you don't even know you're the king.
Howie, they're building that wall around Biden's house so he doesn't wander off in the middle of the night.
Yeah, it would be kind of embarrassing to have a silver alert in Rehoboth Beach or in Wilmington.
So Buttigieg is on paternity leave? This country would be a better place if we could get Joe Biden to go out on great-great-great-grand paternity leave.
I wonder if Jonathan Kent, the new Superman, and his husband are going to go out on paternity leave at some point down the road. I don't think I'm buying any more modern Superman books. Although I must say I ordered the Bizarro comic compilation where everything is upside down, because everything is upside down. Bizarro Superman World from 1961, when I was a little kid and used to read them every month, it's come true. Even in Superman comics.
Plugs is the epitome of the old guy's rule, which is, the older I get, the better I was.
Yeah, it's funny how that works, isn't it? Joe Biden rose to the top of his class in law school, made the varsity football team, became a tough guy, beat up Corn Pop, etc., etc.
I can't wait for gas to come down 18 cents after it goes up another 50.
Yeah. Joe didn't have a lot to say about the price of gasoline, other than we had to ask Saudi Arabia for help. Let me see if we've got another cut we haven't played on.
So there's a lot of negotiation that is... There's a lot of Middle Eastern folks want to talk to me. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure I'm going to talk to them.
it probably won't matter much whether you do or not, Mr. President. Play cut 34 as long as we're here.
My guess is you'll start to see gas prices come down as we get by and going into the winter, into next year in 2022. I don't see anything that's going to happen in the meantime that's going to significantly reduce gas prices.
Once we get a good solid recession going and we really finish off destroying the economy, that'll probably bring down the demand at least a little bit, and prices may come down a nickel or so per gallon. That's when we'll hit you with the increased federal gasoline tax.
Joe Biden here. We got some real famous people around here tonight. Perhaps the most famous one is some guy named Brandon. And, well, come on, man. Let's go, Brandon. No joke.
I hope to hear Let's Go Brandon tonight in Houston at the game, the sixth game between the Astros and the Red Sox.
Let's go, Brandon!
That little kid, he's a domestic terrorist, you know.
If we call it a privacy wall, can we build the southern border wall then?
Hey, what a good question. I do not know the answer to that. But no, the people who live across the Rio Grande in McAllen and Del Rio and Hidalgo, they don't deserve any privacy. The privacy is for the beautiful people.
I hold in my hand the last envelope.
Cuomo, Momo, Moomoo. Name a gropster, a mobster, in Admiral Levine's uniform.
Hey-o!
Get it, Admiral Levine? The first openly transgender admiral, according to CBS News. Like, I guess there have been some closeted transgender admirals in the Navy prior to this. John Paul Jones was really John Paula Jones in an earlier life. Is that the way it works? Bull Halsey was Cow Halsey.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour between 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time every weekday. The Chump Line number, if you'd like to leave such a message, 844-500-4242. That's 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message, and we may or may not play it at this time each weekday. Or if you didn't hear it, we may play it tonight at around 7 o'clock when we post Chop Chumps. Those are the extra Chump Line messages of the day. That's our second Chump Line. Chopped Chumps. You can get the Chop Chumps around 7 o'clock every night, Eastern Daylight Time at 7, at wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcast. The Chump Line is brought to you daily by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, fully supporting a father's right to paternity leave on the birth or adoption of a new child. Families are the backbone of our country, but throughout history, generations of new fathers answered the call of duty during national crises. Just saying.
Okay. I hold in my hand the last envelope.
Cuomo, Momo, Moomoo. Name a gropster, a mobster, in Admiral Levine's uniform.
Hey-o!
Momo is not only a mobster, it's Joe Biden's description yesterday of a moment. He called it a Momo. Fall is too hectic to fret over meal prep. Between work, school, and social obligations, I need a few free hours left over to spend quality time with my loved ones, not doing dishes and chopping vegetables. Sometimes I want to listen to the town hall. Okay, no, that's not true. If you want to lighten your load in the evening so you can focus on your true, more fun priorities, I recommend HelloFresh. HelloFresh delivers pre-portioned ingredients right to my doorstep, giving me a head start on meals and freeing up the rest of my evening for much-needed me time. Since it's 30% cheaper than the grocery store, HelloFresh also saves me both a trip and a buck. What's on the menu this weekend, Taylor?
Well, today I had the Thai crispy shrimp and candied peanuts salad, and it was very good. Not something that I would have ordered on my own. My wife does all the ordering for me, so it forces me to try new things. But it was great. I really enjoyed it. I had some last night, and I had some for lunch today, and I'm looking forward to my next helping.
That's the thing. You you always have leftovers unless you have a rather large household. And candied peanuts, again, like Taylor said, it's something you wouldn't normally think of, but it really tastes good. Everything from HelloFresh tastes great. And again, Patrice has got prosciutto wrapped chicken coming up and Pillsbury pumpkin cookie dough cookies. It's great stuff. It's really good, and you don't have to deal with the Karens. Masks are coming back in parts of New England for the grocery stores, and you don't want to have to deal with that. You don't want to have to deal with Karens or social distancing or any of that BS. And plus, not only is it does it relieve you of the headache of going to the supermarket, it's 30% cheaper than the grocery store, especially with all the leftovers you get with most portions. HelloFresh saves you both a trip and the buck, as I said. Plus, with farm-fresh produce and 50 always-changing weekly menu and market items, you can't beat the quality, variety, and convenience. Options like quick and easy meals and 10 to 15-minute recipes make for fast and no-fuss weekend dinners with the family. Delicious recipes like melty Monterey Jack burgers or crispy maple mustard chicken are a hit for the parents and kids alike. This fall, I'm also looking forward to the mini pumpkin cheesecake, apricot pecan biscuit bake. Bacon would be good to be throw in there. And more seasonal goodies from HelloFresh. And it's not just dinner. I love adding grab-and-go breakfast, after-school treats for the kids, and wholesome snacks to keep us all energized and focused. HelloFresh eases my chaotic schedule and makes me feel calm and capable. That's a win in my book. Go to HelloFresh.com/Howie14 and use code Howie14 to get up to 14 free meals, including free shipping. That's code Howie14 at HelloFresh.com/Howie14. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network. He's always ready with kind words of advice for the up-and-comers in the biz.
I told you this newspaper racket was a dog's life, fellow. Now maybe you believe me. Take these pictures to the Globe and get you $200.
The Howie Carr Show is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Just for our listeners, save $200 on the 3-Pack through this Sunday. To order, go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will Joe Biden be president a year from today?
I think he will, just because the alternative is so unthinkable.
61% say no, he will not be.
They could be right. They could. He's going downhill fast. All right, let's play a couple more cuts here before we go to police blotter facts Friday, and let's play the cut where he talks about, well, you figure out what he's talking about, cut 15.
So that's why what I propose is free school for every 3- and 4-year-old in America.
I think he was trying to say free preschool, but he said free school.
He also said free child. A free child. Okay, a free child. How will this free child be paid for, Mr. Dementia Joe? Cut 4.
You will not have to pay more than 7% of your income for child care. 7%. And the way we do that is we provide for the ability to have child care centers funded. The money won't even go to you. You figure income, you get 7% with the total cost. But there's another piece here.
I hope that piece is more understandable than the last piece that you just mentioned. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studio.
844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. That is the number if you'd like to join us. Right now, though, we're going to do a couple of segments with our Friday evening favorite, Police Blotter Facts Friday.
Whenever the laws of any state are broken, a duly authorized organization swings into action.
You know how it works. All week long, we ask you to send in your funny stories from your local daily or weekly newspaper, or increasingly your internet web news provider. And if it involves the police and it's rather semi-humorous, send it in to grace@howiecarshow.com, grace@howiecarshow.com. And if yours is picked as one of the two best entries of the week and read on the air, you could get a nice prize. Now, we're going to read a lot of runners-up, but Grace, what will the two winners get?
The two winners, Howie, will get a copy of your book, What Really Happened.
All right. The story of the 2016 campaign and how Donald J. Trump saved America from Hillary Rodham Clinton, who now has a best-selling, or not a best-selling book, but she has a new mystery out. And did you see she's dumping all over Donald Trump and Joe Biden? But somehow, Grace, I go all over the internet looking for some descriptions of how she's dumping on Joe Biden, and I can't seem to find any.
Weird.
Have you noticed that? It's kind of weird, isn't it?
So strange. It really is. All right. Now, these are the runners-up, Howie, and I think they're pretty good. This is from the Tulsa Police Department. Witnesses say they saw Carrie Ashbaugh exposing her privates while walking around inside. While walking around inside a Whole Foods, the manager of the store said Ashbaugh stole...
A Whole Foods?
Yes.
Was she wholly naked in the Whole Foods?
She was wholly naked.
Holy bleep.
She stole wine and cupcakes and left the store.
Wine and cupcakes.
Another witness said they saw Ashbaugh urinating in the middle of the parking lot. When officers arrived, they found her sitting in front of the liquor store, sitting down and eating the stolen cupcakes. So case closed.
Do we have a mugshot?
There is a mugshot, Howie. You'll have to look it up on your computer, but there is a mugshot available.
How's her name spelled?
Her name is Carrie, K-A-R-I-E, Ashbaugh, A-S-H-B-A-U-G-H.
Carrie
and this was actually
Ashbaugh.
A story someone sent me via Facebook. I don't know if that makes any difference.
Guilty.
Guilty? Okay, I'll take... Taylor said it without hesitation. I'll take your word for it, Taylor.
North Carolina man busted for drugs after calling cops for hallucination about a shooting.
Oh, I saw this one.
A North Carolina man who allegedly hallucinated that someone else was being shot at called police for help but ended up in cuffs on a slew of drug charges. Once the deputies arrived, this is what they found. Meth, Xanax, LSD, marijuana, and other drugs as well as a digital scale and packaging material. His name is Ryan Thomas Philbrook.
And he was his own best customer, I'm going to guess, after the way his drug selling career came to a screeching halt.
It would appear he would get high on his own supply. Man leads San Diego cops in a car chase from a tow truck, claims tow truck rigged with a bomb. A man stole a tow truck in San Diego and told cops he couldn't stop the vehicle or it would explode. A wild scene eerily reminiscent to the 1994 Hollywood blockbuster, Speed. A slow-moving...
I think there have been several other movies with that theme, general theme, right?
Yeah, but I think that's the most well-known, yeah, Keanu Reeves. The man who was on the phone with police dispatchers during the pursuit told one he couldn't stop the truck or it would explode.
Gives new meaning to the word wrecker.
There was no actual bombs in the tow truck. Cops used spike strips. I love spike strips. At one point during the hour-plus 10-mile chase on city streets. And, the driver was not immediately identified. He did not comply with cops who demanded he surrender, prompting them to use pepper balls to force him out of the truck. So strips, spike strips, and pepper balls.
Pepper balls.
I know.
Is that some new kind of thing that won't kill you if it hits you in the eye or something?
I have a feeling it's like pepper spray, but maybe they can,
like,
you know.
Like in a paintball, it's pepper spray in a paintball?
Yeah, that's what I'm guessing, but I'm no expert. Two teachers face charges from entering wrong home. This is Vero Beach, Florida. Two newly hired physical education teachers at a Florida elementary school were arrested after the shooting of a man whose apartment they entered thinking it belonged to someone else following a night of drinking.
Drinking.
One of the teachers mistakenly climbed into bed with the man, his wife, and their baby, and the other teacher went to the bathroom before...
Are these male or female teachers?
Okay, so here's... One of them is named Darius Cohen, so that's a man. The other one is Akua Halbach, which I'm not sure. I'm also guessing
it's Akua.
I think they're both men. But, Howie, we really have to break this down. The two gym teachers go out for a night of drinking.
They're both men.
They're both men. They go out for a night of drinking. Okay, they arrive at this place. One of the teachers, one of the gym teachers, hops in bed with a family, and the other one starts to use the bathroom all at the same time. They believed they had entered the apartment of one of their homes. Now, while outside, one of the teachers, Darius...
This happened. You know, this does happen sometimes.
Oh, yeah. No, I fully believe that. But this is where it gets strange, because usually it happens and then, you know, you get the people out, you call the cops, file a report, no one gets hurt. But they got into a scuffle with the occupant of the house, which was broken up by the other teacher. While the male resident was returning to his apartment, Cohen, one of the gym teachers, chased him and fired four shots, striking him once in the back. The man's injuries, thankfully, were not life-threatening.
They were drinking and they had a weapon on them, and they went into the wrong house, and one of them, they were gym teachers, right? You know the old saying from the Woody Allen movie, right?
No, I don't.
Oscar Wilde said one time, those who can do, those who can't teach. Mm-hmm. And Woody Allen added, those who can't teach, teach gym.
Oh, yeah. It's not an easy gig. I remember having a lot of gym teachers when I was younger. No one wanted to stick around. World's biggest snake lifted by crane in Caribbean forest.
How do they know it's the world's biggest snake?
Very good question. And that's why I always come to you with these stories, Howie, because you ask the important questions. Jaw-dropping footage shows a world record snake being lifted up by a digger. The huge beast appears to have been found by workers clearing part of the Dominicana forest. In the footage, the astonished man filming can be heard saying, "My mother, what?" The snake, which is at least 10 feet long, is alive.
Mamma mia. Okay.
As it's lifted by the digger, the video has been viewed millions of times. It's thought
what
to
kind
be...
Of, what kind of snake?
A boa constrictor.
What is the boa's name?
Sly.
Like Sly.
Sly Stallone.
Oh, I thought it'd be like Sly and the Family Stone.
Well, whatever makes you happy is what it can be. If you want it to be that, that's what it is.
Someone says pepper balls are pepper spray paintballs. They use them at UMass sports riots. You mean like when the Red Sox win the pennant? I guess they won't be using them this year.
Police Blotter Facts Friday is brought to you by Piantedosi Baking Company, providing quality baked goods and rolls to fine restaurants across the nation like the 110 Grill for over 100 years. You're never going to find a better bread than Piantedosi, so please make sure you check them out at your local markets. Man accused of violating the letter of the law. A Florida man appearing for arraignment on a battery charge was arrested yesterday after striking a female victim with the letter G that he removed from a courthouse sign. Jordan Thomas was scheduled to be arraigned yesterday on a misdemeanor charge.
I mean, you know, it's better than taking an I. You could have stabbed her with an I. I mean, a G, you're just going to be, you know.
Walloped.
Why, exactly.
When he grabbed a signage letter from the blackboard in front of courtroom 3 and threw it at the victim, striking her with the letter G. And they have, obviously, security.
The letter of the day. It's the letter of the day.
I love the letter G. Florida man tries to rob Waffle House with finger guns, nabs napkins in his exit. A Florida man has been arrested after attempting to rob a local Waffle House. 28-year-old Edward William Rodriguez of Madison, Florida, is facing charges of unarmed robbery and assault after trying to rob the restaurant while under the influence of drugs and alcohol. Rodriguez walked into the Waffle House with a small dog, gestured his hands into finger guns, and yelled out, "Get on the ground, y'all are getting robbed," before grabbing a handful of napkins and fleeing the scene.
Toilet paper is getting harder and harder to come by these days.
High class problems. You're absolutely right, Taylor.
What if he'd put the what if he'd been wearing a coat and it put the finger in his in the the pocket.
I think that's usually what people do.
Would that be a day? I know, that's what I'm saying. I mean, it's still warm down here, though, you know? So, but would that then be a dangerous weapon? It would be hard to call it a deadly weapon, but you could call it a dangerous weapon, right?
Yeah.
By the way, what kind of dog was it?
What kind of dog was it? It just says a dog, but what I imagine it to be is a pug, of course.
What was the pug's name?
The pug's name was Ralph.
It's not a very good name for a pug.
Well, not everyone has as much taste as you do, Howie. And I didn't want to say its name was Roscoe, because that might upset you.
That's the name of my new pug when I get one. There's going to be two new pugs, Roscoe and Elroy.
That's the name of your hypothetical pug. Your composite pug. Are you sure you don't want to name him T-Bone?
Thus far, it's a composite pug, but someday it'll be a real pug.
Okay, now this is the last runner-up. Tattooed man faces new felony charge. Now, Howie, you should definitely look this up. You can actually go to thesmokinggun.com. This man is so frightening. He has tattoos all over his face. Michael Campbell is being held on $100,000 in bond in a Missouri County jail following his recent arrest on a felony attempted rape account. Campbell, a registered sex offender whose rap sheet includes convictions for you name it, really, is charged with trying to rape a woman while she was in bed with her boyfriend who was asleep.
Is he a gym teacher?
The woman, cops reported, described her assailant as an unknown white male with face tattoos. It is crazy.
If you want to be a career criminal, Grace, is it really a wise move to get tattoos on your face?
Well, get this, Howie. Investigators say he fled the residence on a blue bicycle. A tenant told cops that she saw the woman's boyfriend chasing the male.
If it was a pink bicycle, he could have stole it from climate czar John Forbes Carey.
But this is where the story gets really interesting. When police contacted him, he was riding a gold bicycle that appeared to have been freshly painted with blue and purple paint under the gold paint.
He was a crafty one, wasn't he?
He tried to deny raping the woman whom he claimed made sexual advances towards him inside a bathroom.
Okay. He's a veritable Lex Luthor.
Campbell said that he told her no since he had a curfew and needed to leave. Did you look him up, Howie?
No, I haven't looked him up.
Looks more like Lex Lucifer.
You should definitely look him up during the break.
He's got a pentagram on the middle of his forehead.
It's so scary. When we get back, I have two great winners that I think Howie and Taylor are both going to really enjoy.
All right. Thank you, Grace. Now more than ever, there are so many reasons to be a grateful nation, and in large part, we have our military and our veterans to thank for our liberties and freedoms that we still retain. National Wreaths Across America Day is Saturday, December 18th. You can join in the mission to remember our fallen heroes, honor those who currently serve, and their families, and give the opportunity to teach younger generations the values of their freedoms. A $15 donation to Wreaths Across America sponsors a fresh, handmade balsam fir wreath from Maine with a single red bow. These veterans' wreaths have become a gift of America's respect. The circular wreath made with 10 balsam bouquets is a catalyst for unity, healing, and an expression of gratitude. What started with America's most hallowed ground at Arlington National Cemetery has grown to ceremonies at close to 3,000 participating locations across the country and overseas. Please sponsor a veteran's wreath today and show your appreciation for our veterans. Go to wreathsacrossamerica.org. That's wreathsacrossamerica.org. Please donate now. I'm Howie Carr.
Join in on the conversation. Call Howie at 844-500-4242. Just don't make us use the dump button.
Don't you cuss on this here radio.
I apologize to all the friendly folk who are listening.
The Howie Carr Show will be right back. On the radio and on the big screen. Twice.
I am big. It's the picture that got small.
Howie Carr is back.
All right. We're doing Police Blotter Facts Friday with Grace here. And again, if you want to contribute to next week's edition, send any funny stories you got about the local constabulary to Grace at HowieCarrShow.com. Grace at HowieCarrShow.com. Com. You got a couple more runners up, or you just want to go straight to the winners?
Well, I have two very strong winners, and I also wanted to let people know once again that this segment is brought to you by Police Blotter Facts Friday, is brought to you by Piantedosi Baking Company, providing quality baked goods and rolls to fine restaurants across the nation, like the 110 Grill, for over 100 years. We could not do this segment without Piantedosi, so we so appreciate their sponsorship, and you should check out their breads. All right. Woman charged with streaking across football fields.
Well, we could also use some Ray Stevens music from 1974 there. Look out for the streak, or thereabouts. See if you got some of that.
Oh, yes, they call him the streak, the streak, the streak. The fastest thing out 2 feet, 2 feet, 2 feet. Is that the one?
Yes, exactly.
Thank you, Grace. Now I don't have to pull it up.
Yes, there you go. I did your job, Taylor. A woman charged with streaking across football field while eighth graders practiced. Oof. A Missouri woman who allegedly...
They practiced what? Streaking?
No, I think they were practicing football. She streaked across a field full of eighth graders. She's been sacked by prosecutors. Lacey Youth was charged with sexual misconduct after the incident. She told prosecutors that she took heroin before leaving her home in the nude to look for help because she thought she would die.
How do you spell her last name?
Her last name is U-T-H-E. Sad, actually, when I read that part of it. But
also guilty.
She was on the football field wearing only a scarf while 29 middle school football players participated in a youth program. All right, now this is the real winner, Howie. Waffle House waitress allegedly pulls gun on man over cheese eggs.
A lot of Waffle House stories today.
I know. We got lucky. What can I say? Some weeks you just get lucky. A customer...
You'd think with all the openings in the hospitality industry that she could find a better venue than the Waffle House.
People love it.
I know they love Waffle House, but I'm going to say that you don't get your high rollers at the Waffle House.
In other words, like you get what you get, you don't get upset type deal.
You don't get much more than like 15 or 20% tips across the board, I would say. You never hear of somebody leaving a $5,000 tip at a Waffle House.
But Howie, it wasn't about the tip. It was about the cheesy eggs. So this whole conversation is moot.
Okay, so tell me about the cheesy eggs.
A customer at a Waffle House in downtown Atlanta claims a waitress pulled a gun on him after he asked for cheesy eggs. A man named Candy Franklin found himself staring down the barrel of a loaded gun after pointing out his eggs.
You sure his name wasn't Cheesy?
His eggs weren't what he ordered. It all happened over cheese eggs. He told the local station, "At first they didn't bring them to me. Then they brought me normal eggs and I said that I ordered eggs with cheese on it. It was all a normal dispute over food. I never in a million years thought it would come to gun violence."
And she pulled out the equalizer.
"I was looking down at my food, making sure it was right, and that's when
and
I
then
just...
he was looking down the barrel of his of a gun.
He said, "I was looking down at my food, making sure it was right, and that's when I saw people running. I look up and she had the gun at me. I didn't think she would shoot. Then she cocked it back. So I was like, maybe she's
so
about to do something.
It was a revolver?
Now it's time for me to turn into Rambo and get out of there. She was like, she will blow my brains out," he added. "They must have had some good eggs and cheese in there. It's never that serious." "No more Waffle House for me at all," he said.
A lot of the texters are saying the same thing, but they got their cheesy eggs and decided never to return.
That's Police Blotter Facts Friday.
603 says Candy's lucky he's not toast. I'm Howie Carr.